Ladies, gents, two guys, one phone, back with another Michael Jackson bit. Beat It, massive song. I know he likes to beat it to like 11-year-olds. Because he likes to beat it.
He likes to beat it to it. No, yeah. I think what it means is that's what he says when they turn 12. Beat it. Like, you're too old for me.
I think that's what the song is. Just beat it.
Beat it.
Because I can no longer connect to you like, emotionally, right?
Emotionally.
Because I'm an 11-year-old. And, I have an 11-year-old mind.
Yeah, so he can only connect.
Pre-pubescent mind.
He could also connect with 9-year-olds. But
yeah,
not
but not 12-year-olds. No, so no, no. Beat it. You think that's what the song's about?
I think that's what it means. Yeah,
I think that's probably the deeper meaning. But the official reading is that it's about gangs.
Oh, really?
Like street gangs. And
gang violence.
Sometimes, you know, turning the other cheek is the way to go or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I know he liked to turn 11-year-olds over so he could see their other children.
Oh, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
All right. They told him, don't you ever come around here. Fuck off.
All right, yeah.
Fuck off.
They told you. Okay, now you can do it your way.
You're still recording?
Of course I'm recording it. That's the whole thing. We have this podcast.
All right.
They
told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. So they told him. Who was they?
Maybe the street gang.
And who gang. Was him? Another member of another gang? Or just...
No, just a guy.
Okay.
Maybe him, Michael.
Yeah, but why is he referring to him as him?
Then? Okay, well, yeah, just...
But they say, all right,
like the protagonist.
Don't ever come around, you know, if you don't want to, we don't want to see your face, you better disappear.
Because that's how gang members talk. Don't you ever come around here.
Yeah.
Don't want to see your face, you better disappear.
Yeah.
You know, we're
tough guy.
Yeah.
The fire's in their eyes, their words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Ooh, don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. Okay. You want to be tough, better do what you can, so beat it, but you want to be bad.
Okay,
so the guy, he wants to leave.
Yeah, well, the fire's in their eyes, right? So they mean what they say. They're really mad at him.
Yeah.
And they want him to leave his neighborhood or something.
Okay.
Like, for good.
For good.
Because they're mad at him for something.
He's being banished, maybe.
Yeah.
Or it's not his turf anymore.
No.
He lost it to a
maybe, yeah.
Okay. And they're telling him to beat it. So you better run, better do what you can. Is that like to get away, I guess?
Yeah, better do everything you can.
To escape.
Okay. So make sure you plan everything right.
We're also letting him escape, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
telling him, like, go.
Yeah, they're not going to beat him up.
Unless he doesn't leave.
Unless he doesn't leave. So they give him, like, a final warning.
They give him, like, a window.
Yeah. And I hope he plans it well. So you better do whatever you can.
Yeah.
Make preparations.
It's a pretty friendly game. We don't want to have to beat you up. Don't make us do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want to see no blood. Like, they're... You know, they don't want any violence. Don't be a macho man.
But is it them saying this, or is this Michael giving advice
to his friend
to other people? Yeah, to people in general. Because it starts off with they told him.
Oh, it's in quotes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So the fire's in their eyes because now he's just talking about them.
Okay.
So now it's just him talking to whoever this person is.
Hmm.
Don't want to see no blood. Don't be a macho man. So don't try to square up with them.
No.
Because it's not worth it.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, you're going to get your ass kicked. Sometimes you don't want to be like the tough guy.
Sometimes you turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek means you get hit side and you let them hit you on the other side.
Yeah, okay.
This is more like just leave before you get hit.
Yeah, just run away. It's still turn the other cheek like because your ego gets a hit. And, like, you're not going to let it get to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Don't be a macho man.
Yeah.
You want to be tough, better do what you can, so beat it. But you want to be bad. So the guy, he knows he probably should beat it, but he wants to be tough.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to let them just play him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a fool.
Yeah.
He wants to square up.
He wants to square
But then Michael says, don't do it.
Don't do
it. But just leave.
You want to be bad.
But if it's leave, like, if it's like a one thing, like a moment where you just leave, you go home, that's one thing. But if it's like leaving your entire neighborhood.
Forever,
that is kind of a big deal. Like, then you can't just do that. You can't just up and leave.
And he says, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You're going to disappear. So that's like banishment.
That's like, permanent.
Forever. Yeah.
That's a much bigger undertaking. A lot of preparation, find a different job and leave your family.
New apartments,
it's, you know. But that's the advice that Michael gets him. So if a gang member tells you or whoever tells you, hey, we don't want you around here no more, you just leave. That's it. Ah, damn it, I really liked it here.
No.
Had friends here, had my whole life. Yep. No. Beat it.
You beat it.
You just leave.
Don't be, you want to be tough, but no, better do what you can. So just beat it. No
one wants to be defeated. Ow! Yeah, no one wants to be defeated, right?
That's true.
But
his advice is to be, you know, still take the defeat.
Exactly.
Take the L, you know?
Yeah.
Take the L. Showing how funky and strong is your fight, it doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. Kind of matters a little bit who's wrong.
Yeah, because if you're right, then you have more reason to
fight it.
Stand up for it.
And if you're wrong,
stand up for it, right? And you're wrong, it's easier to say, you guys are right.
Yeah. But if you're right.
But if you're right, then it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot easier if you're wrong than if you're right. Because if you're right, you're also fighting for what's right. You also got to do what's right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But now all of a sudden it doesn't matter. Yeah. So if some random people just have it out for you. You just have to up and leave.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Just gone. Find a new place to live start a new life somewhere else.
That's what you should do. Yeah.
Even though you were right.
You were right about it, but it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. But no one wants to be defeated. Okay, but like you said, this is kind of a defeat.
Kind of a defeat.
So what kind of an argument is that? And then showing how funky and strong is your fight.
I don't know what that really means.
So he wants to show them how funky
is your is your fight pretty funky? I don't know if mine is.
No, like kung fu fighting, like Funky Chinaman, right?
Funky Chinaman from Funky
Chinatown. Is that what he's talking about?
Maybe,
like
maybe.
Showing how funky and strong is your fight.
I don't know.
So he wants to. But that's not what he should do, right? Like he shouldn't show off how funky and strong his fight is, because that's like fighting.
Yeah.
So this is what he should not
be
do.
Beating,
so what is the advice? No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. Oh, maybe no one wants to lose while fighting or something? Or no one wants to lose a fight?
No,
he doesn't think he can win the fight?
If he's too cocky and he shows how funky his fight is and then he loses,
that's
even more embarrassing.
Yeah, but what kind of a funky... just beat it. So it's a very weird scenario. So someone should just leave, I guess.
Just leave, yeah. Take the L, man.
But he's not talking to like the guys... They should leave.
No, he's talking to
like
his
the troublemaker,
friend, the man.
Yeah,
they told him.
Yeah,
he's
so
him.
Whoever the protagonist is, he should just leave, even though he's probably in the right. Like it's not his fault.
That the gang.
It's just a bunch of randos that have it out for him, and then the advice is to not fight them, but just leave like permanently.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Well, let's see. I wonder what he's gonna do. Right?
Yeah.
Is he gonna leave?
I think he's going to fight him.
Funky? In a funky way? Or?
No, actually, the song is called Beat It, so he's probably just going to leave. He's not going to fight him at all. He's just going to take off. It's going to be anticlimactic, is my guess.
All right, well, we'll see.
Could be funky. I don't know.
Right to get you, better leave while you can. Well, yeah, they're right to get him, but they still gave him a warning.
Yeah.
But so they're nice right to get him, so he better leave. So yeah, like leave the neighborhood, I guess. Don't want to be a boy, you want to be a man. Although he preferred them to be boys.
He did prefer that.
Yeah. Because as soon as they turn into man or,
he kick him to the curb.
He kick him to the curb. But so you don't want to be a boy, you want to be.
Entered the sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's, kicked him away.
Of course. Beat it. So, don't want to be a boy, you want to be a man. So, but that's like a contrary. So, now he's just saying what he's thinking. Yeah. This is not the advice.
No.
So, he says, they're out to get you. You better leave what you can. Don't want to be a boy, you want to be a man. That's more like a statement with what the other guy wants. No, yeah. No. I want to stand up to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want to be a little boy. No. I want to be a man.
Yeah.
That also means
the only person
like,
that
he's
says that is a little
young.
Boy.
Yeah, but that's also, yeah. So, he's kind of young, too, still.
Yeah. Well, that's why Michael Jackson's talking to him.
Maybe.
He wouldn't be talking to him if he was an adult.
Maybe he's offering his place. Maybe come live in Neverland.
Don't fight. Live in Neverland.
Come live in Neverland.
They'll spill your blood. Come on.
Yeah, so it's very strange. you want to stay alive, better do what you can, so beat it. Yeah, so they're gonna kill him otherwise.
Yeah.
Like, what did this guy do, and why do these other people hate it? It's a very weird song. We don't know any of the backstory. About
we
who,
don't even know if they want to kill
who
him.
Who is who?
Or,
no.
Michael Jackson's just
because all they said,
they're going to kill you if you don't come to Neverland.
Yeah.
Neverland. And then when he turns 12,
all they said
he just
was,
kicks him back to the neighbor.
Yeah, after he's 12. You have to show them that you're really not scared. You're playing with your life, this ain't no truth or dare. They kick you and they'll beat you, and then they tell you it's fair, so beat it. But you wanna be bad. So, you have to show them that you're really not scared. That's not his advice, but that's more like him rationalizing what the other guy's motives are.
Yeah.
For reasons for staying, for not beating it.
For not beating
it. You're playing with your... But then he goes back to advice again. You're playing with your life. This ain't no truth or dare. But why would there be a truth or dare? That's a completely different kind of scenario.
They gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Not truthing or daring.
But yeah, nobody thought... Like, you're playing with your life. This ain't a truth or dare. Yeah, why... Like, why truth or dare is more like... Either you tell the truth or you have to do something, like a dare.
Yeah.
Completely different scenario than, hey, we're going to kill you if you don't leave the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not at all the same thing.
Hmm. Very different.
Why would the guy think, oh, it's not?
Oh, I thought it was the truth.
I thought it was the truth or dare, so I could just stay. Because for a truth or dare, you don't have to leave the neighborhood. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Like, they're not daring him to leave.
No,
they're threatening him to leave.
They're truthers.
They're
just saying they're gonna beat you up.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
They'll kick you, then they'll beat you. So he knows exactly the order it's going to go. So they're going to start off with kicks.
Somebody just walks up and just kicks him.
Kicks him, like, from a distance. And then they're going to beat him.
Yeah. Usually they beat you and then they kick you when you're falling down on the ground.
No. They start off with kicks. And then when you're on the ground, they also go down and beat you
and
with their arms.
Yeah.
So if you're both standing up, they're going to use their legs. Even though the arms are easier to use.
No.
And then when you're down on the ground, they're going to also go down.
And then they're going to...
Yeah, they'll kick you and they'll bake you and they'll beat you. Then they tell you it's fair. Did they ever do that? Hey, this is fair. This is fair. Like, no, what gang does that? Or what street thugs, whatever.
What is fair? The beating is fair?
The beating is fair. And they tell you, but who...
Because he didn't leave. It's fair.
Yeah, this is fair.
Because he never left.
But when has that ever happened? We say, hey, by the way, this is fair. So we're not just doing it because we hate you. We still care about, like, the truth.
Morals and values.
Morals and values. And, like, we're only doing this because it's fair.
Yeah, we have to.
Nobody said that. Nobody's ever said that. Also, it wasn't about wrong or right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who gives a shit if it's fair or not? Like what?
We don't know. It doesn't even make any sense.
And they say it as a whole group.
The truth or
yeah,
dare.
Of course. But he knows exactly because he's seen it before, right? Like he, yeah. Michael knows their strategy. They yeah. always do this, yeah. And then they kick someone.
And then they
beat him. And then in unison they say, "This is fair. This is fair," right? Like he's seen it a million times before.
A million times.
So beat it. Yeah, it's gonna happen to you. So beat it. But you wanna be bad. Yeah, he doesn't want to be bad. He just doesn't want to like leave his neighborhood just because some rando say it.
I don't really get what he's on about.
And just beat it. So in other words, yeah,
just leave.
Just leave.
Is that that's the song?
That's the whole song, and we don't even know if
we don't know
if
he's going to
do it. How do you come up with like what a stupid? It says nothing about gang violence or about anything interesting.
No. That's horrible.
I like your reading a lot better.
I think that's what it is.
That's just, yeah.
They turn 12, he tells them to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe those were his original lines, but then his lawyer said, yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Probably not. Yeah.
Could raise some questions.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, that's our analysis of the song. I guess it's time to beat it.
Oh, nice. All right.